Thank you all for those of you who played the bells. It sounded lovely. So who here can tell me what country is known for its sheep? They have way more sheep than people. Can anyone tell me? And they're pretty famous for their sheep. Anybody know? I'll give you a hint. It's near Australia, but it's not Australia. Anybody know? You know? What? No, it's not Asia. Yeah?
Swaziland?
No. It's New Zealand. Have you heard of that? New Zealand? New Zealand is known for its sheep. They have about 4 million people, but they have 30 million sheep. But in those 30 million sheep, they had one sheep that was very famous, and the Kiwis, as they call themselves, they think that this sheep is world famous. Now, I don't know about that because I didn't know about this sheep till really recently, and you might not have either. Have you ever heard of Shrek the sheep? No. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you about Shrek the sheep. See, Shrek was a sheep that was born at Bendigo Station, which is kind of a high-altitude place in New Zealand. It gets really cold there. And the sheep there, they get really thick coats, and they just gorgeous wool. And Shrek was a merino sheep, which has the most, it's the best wool in the world. It's the most softest, oh, it's just luscious wool. And he just lived a normal life for about 3 years with the rest of the sheep there. But then all of a sudden, he got a little separated when they started rounding up the sheep because they just let him graze all over. He got a little separated, and he didn't get round up with them. And he kind of wandered off a little bit. And the next day, you know, the sheep were in another area, and he sort of just got stuck by himself. Now, he didn't think he was lost, but he kind of was. And he just found his way. He was eating grass and just doing what he would do normally, but he wasn't with the other sheep. And when the weather started getting bad, he found a cave. And this cave was really cool. It was on the top of a hill. He could see out over everything, and he could be protected in the weather. But time went by, and a year went by, and another year. And you know what? With sheep and merino sheep, they just their wool just keeps growing, and they need to be shorn like at least once a year. And what happened is time kept going, and his wool just kept growing bigger and bigger, and pretty soon it covered his eyes, and he couldn't see. And it not only that, but it covered his ears. He couldn't hear well. Well, fortunately, there's not a lot of predators in New Zealand because they have so many sheep. They don't tolerate predators. But he was doing okay. He was eating and everything. But years went by, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, he's growing this wool so big, and he's hiding up in this cave, and he's eating. He's not doing very well, but he's surviving. And then finally, one of the shepherdess, she was going around, and she saw something. She's like, "What is that?" And she went up, and she saw that it was a sheep. And she called everyone, and the other shepherd came, and the owner came, and they even filmed the sheep and got news people out there. And what do you think the owner did? Now, one of the other shepherds, he says, it just looked like a monster. He said, it didn't look like a sheep at all. So somebody said, I think we should just put the sheep out of its misery because it's not doing very well. Now, what do you think the owner did when he found the sheep? He was so happy, and he let people know, and all the children, they wanted to come see the sheep, and this sheep became famous. And he took the sheep, and he had the sheep shorn in public, and they auctioned off the wool for charities. And from then on, Shrek's life was totally different. He was taken up in private jets. He saw dignitaries. He saw the prime minister. He was taken all over. He even was shorn on an iceberg. And all the money that he raised during his life was all given to children's charities to help fight diseases that children get and also to help people in nursing homes. So he lived a very productive life. So he was 3 years, he was normal. 6 years, he was kind of lost. And the 7 years, he was raising money and helping charity and became very famous. And his owner was so attached. He was so sad when Shrek finally died from old age. And he was so sad. You know, in the Bible, Christ says a parable. And it says, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which was lost until he finds it? Now, I'm sure if he knew Shrek was lost, they would have found him right away. But they didn't know. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you, likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner that repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. God does not want us to be lost. And Trek didn't do well when he was lost, and we don't do well without God either. So just remember that. And if we're lost, God, when he finds us, he is going to be so happy because he wants us all to be part of his sheepfold. Okay? And in case you don't believe me, I am going to show you a very short video so that you can see Shrek, you can see where he lived on the mountain, and you can see them carrying him down. Okay? So here, let's just watch this video for just a few seconds here. Now, this is 6 years worth of wool on this guy. He blends in with the rock. Oh, you can't see his face too well. And remember, he can't really see, he can't really hear. Here they are bringing him down from the mountain. Here they are shearing him in public, and all the kids are around. They were all excited. They are trimming him because he is not happy right now with all that wool. Trust me, he's a 100-pound sheep, and he had about 50 pounds of wool on him. So that is like half his body weight carrying around. And there he is. He's much happier now. You can see, and he's much happier sheep. And that was the start of his career. But that's him up, and you can see how he just blends in with the rock. So he was pretty difficult to find. There's our little Shrek there. Okay, let's bow our heads and say a prayer, okay? Let's bow our heads. Oh yeah, stop the video. Turn it off. Okay, let's bow our heads. Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for caring about us, like we are your little lambs. And we just pray that we will not wander far from you and that we will always trust you to care for us. We love you. We pray. Amen. Okay.